Following was a segment on WGEM Sports Center, weekday morning 7-9 on ESPN 1440.
Follow this guy on Twitter, at Bo Spencer. Great to have him on the program with us. Play-by-play man for the Leathernecks, voice of the Leathernecks. It'll be Bo Spencer joining us via the Sports Center Hotline. Bo, big thanks for joining us this morning and getting up a little early for us as well, but a fun one to recap from last night with us. North Dakota State against WIU, big win for the Leathernecks. Just the second half, wow. Defense for the Leathernecks, was it that great, or was the offense just that bad for North Dakota State?
Well, you know what? The offense was that bad, but I think a lot had to do with the Leatherneck defense. I mean, Western just shut down North Dakota State, and Ciola Clark, obviously a two-time defensive player of the year in the Summit League, just locked down kind of a local kid back in Illinois from Peoria, Lawrence Alexander. Mm-hmm. He shot just 2 of 15 against Ciola Clark defending him, and the Bison on their home floor shot 13%, 3 of 22 in that second half. So some lockdown defense, and North Dakota State did miss some easy shots in that second half. There were a couple baskets that come to mind that were just right underneath, missed a couple bunnies. But for the most part, Western's defense just really locked down the Bison.
How long did it take for you this year to realize that we're going to see a lot of games around that range, but you know what? A lot of them are going to be wins. How long did it take for you to kind of realize that?
You know, that's just the style that Coach Molinari has.
Yeah.
And this season, I think, you know, the Savannah State games and just the way we battle possession by possession in every game, you know, it was pretty early on in the season that I knew that this was a special defensive team and how we take every possession and really are efficient on offense with every possession and obviously with our defense and locking teams down, limiting teams. I mean, this was the sixth game where our teams combined to score less than 100 points. So. A defense wins game is the mantra, and that's certainly been the case this year.
Bo Spencer joining us, play-by-play man, voice of the Leathernecks. Big win last night for the men. Women also got a win, but the men's one we're talking about right now is they knocked off North Dakota State, South Dakota State this weekend. But talk about Terrell Parks' game last night. I mean, he was dominant on the road, 13 points, 15 boards. When he gets in that type of mode, how much fun is it to watch?
Oh, Terrell Parks is absolutely a beast, and Coach Mo has mentioned this numerous times, that it's so hard to get a player like Terrell Parks. He's 6'8", he's powerful, you know, he's a true center at the mid-major level, and it's just so tough to get a player like a Terrell Parks in the mid-majors and in the Summit League and against North Dakota State. I mean, he's just been, the last two seasons, he's been just a beast against the Bison, and he was limited in the first game back at Western Hall earlier this year, but he only shot 2 times in that game. But overall, he's averaging about 15 points and 11 rebounds against North Dakota State in the 5 games this season. And he's just such a fun player to watch. In fact, last night in the first half on the offensive side, Ciola Clark and Terrell Parks, they have this uncanny knack to know where each other are on the floor. And it could have made Sports Center top 10 play, and it was an alley-oop attempt. Clark just lobs it up. Terrell Parks one hands the ball, palms it, and goes in for a slam dunk on an alley-oop attempt, and it just rimmed out. But it was certainly a move that would have quieted the crowd in the first half when the Bison started to make their run before halftime. And it would certainly have been a play to watch on ESPN. It was something special if it would have went down.
I'll tell you, look, Ciola's been there for what, 30 years now, I think. So he should know every player pretty well.
Absolutely, and that's the great thing. You know, I was telling the guys in Fargo yesterday that with Ciola on the floor, and especially with our two young guards in Jordan Foster and Jason Hawthorne, just the leadership of Ciola Clark, not only on the floor and how he plays the game, but off the floor as well. He's a great teacher, and there's not another guy that I would want mentoring young guards like Foster and Hawthorne than Ciola Clark. And on the floor, he's just so calm, cool under pressure. He lets the game come to him. He's a really special player.
But at what point do you think this team believed that an NCAA tournament bid is possible?
Last year. Last March. Sioux Falls, South Dakota. You know, that game against South Dakota State, we have that big lead in the second half, and the guys are hungry. You know, right after that game, they didn't take a day off. The guys who returned, they wanted that so bad, and they still want that so bad that they hit the gym hard in the off season, and that's been the goal since last March in the Summit League Championships, and that's certainly very attainable, obviously, with the success that we've had this season, and coming down the stretch, we're playing great basketball, we're playing with a lot of confidence. And it's going to be a fun stretch here in the final 3-4 weeks.
About 30 seconds real quick. At South Dakota State, can they complete the sweep?
It's going to be very difficult. South Dakota State's on a 29 consecutive win streak at Frost Arena, that's second in Division I, only behind Syracuse. It's going to be the final game for Nate Walters inside that arena. Mm-hmm. They're expecting over 5,000 fans in attendance. The good thing is our community support, our fan support back in Macomb has been fantastic this year. We had a crowd of over 4,000 when South Dakota State came to town, around 4,000 when North Dakota State came to town. So we are more acclimated to those big crowds. You know, I think that our fan support back home has really given us, you know, that experience in front of large crowds that I don't think that will be as much of a factor this time around in Brookings.
19-5 overall, 11-2, sole possession in the first place in the Summit League. Bo, big thanks for taking some time to join us this morning. We'll have to do it again sometime. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.